Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Okay, well, welcome back, folks. I hope everyone has had a fantastic and happy new year, the start of 2023. I hope you have a great and fantastic and prosperous new year. Welcome back to the show. I know that I have been away for a while, just to get you caught up here, folks. I had moved back to the state of Florida for a while. I was down there for a few months, and unfortunately, things kind of went south, as sometimes that happens. So, you know, I'm human just like everybody else out there listening to the podcast. So sometimes things don't work out. So I'm back here now in my home state of Michigan, and that's probably where I'll be for quite a while. I do apologize. I have been off the air for a long time here for several months, and dealing with some personal circumstances and issues. My mom's health has kind of went south a little bit, so please pray for her as well. So I'm back here again in Michigan. I'm coming to you live from Michigan, and today's podcast is the news is brought to you by naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. Very interesting article, folks. And to start out the new year, January 2023, the following release of Pfizer's latest booster COVID shots, excess deaths in Japan are up to 400%. I repeat, the headline on the article reads, the following release of Pfizer's latest booster, that's the booster COVID shots, excess deaths in Japan are up to 400%. Folks, and that's what we're going to dig into today. And again, like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. Okay, let's get into the news. Ever since the COVID vaccines were unleashed under Operation Warp Speed, remember that's what former President Donald Trump headed up and was bragging, Operation Warp Speed. That was his deal here in America. Ever since Operation Warp Speed, excess deaths have soared across and developed worldwide, most notably in recent days. Japan, which fared relatively well throughout the scamdemic pre-jab, have seen soaring rates, excess deaths, especially after the latest COVID boosters were released by Pfizer. That's the Pfizer Corporation, folks. That's Japan's third dose booster shot program. It commenced on December 1st, 2021, resulting in 83% of the country being fully vaccinated by the end of 2022. With that came the highest number of excess deaths in Japan that they haven't seen in 11 years. Excess deaths were approximately four times the number of those in 2017, 18, 19, and 2021, reported by the expose. But wait, where is the 2020 in the mix? We're glad you asked, because it turns out that 2020, before the so-called vaccines were unleashed, saw the least number of excess deaths compared to the all 9 years prior. That ought to tell you something right there, folks. In other words, 2020, the year of the scamdemic, and also only year the scamdemic was without jabs, saw the least number of excess deaths in Japan recent history. Excess deaths there only began to soar after Donald Trump unleashed the shots at the end of 2020 going into 2021. Most related deaths that occurred from the pre-vaccine were caused by lockdowns and other tyrannical measures imposed by the government, but not COVID. Okay, folks, let me just stop in and jump in there for just a second and say something. The lockdowns, the COVID shots, the vaccine, folks, that's all part of the scamdemic, folks. You have to understand that. You can't be that naive. As Christians and human beings worldwide, you have to have a little critical thinking. I have family members right here in Michigan that's taken the shot 3 and even extreme 4 booster shots. And I got to tell you, folks, they get COVID every time. When I first came to Michigan, the first round here, back in 2021 of late December, I got COVID right after December into early January. I was down about 2 weeks. I didn't feel good. I absolutely felt like crap, folks. I'll just be honest with you. I didn't feel good at all. I was down. I was had a sore throat, lethargic, no energy. But I took echinacea and, you know, you do your own thing, you know, and as I tell people, and I've heard this through younger generations say this, this is kind of a good saying to some degree. You do you and I do me. And I always pray to God for that. You know, I'll pray for anybody out there that has COVID or battling a COVID related, side effect from the COVID vaccine. I'll pray for you. I seriously will in the name of Jesus. But, folks, you know, I say that again, going back to what I just said here. You do you, I do me. The COVID shot is a depopulation shot. It makes people sick. It makes lots and lots and lots of people sick. It can hurt you very badly. But again, you know, my disclaimer is I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer. So again, you have to discuss that with your medical care professional. All I know is what I've read, I've studied over the last 3 years, almost going on 4 years. I follow COVID. I have over 200 podcasts plus combined on multiple platforms. And I could tell you through all the international research that I've done and all the news that I've covered, COVID is absolutely, the COVID vaccine is absolutely the biggest scam on the face of the earth, probably in the last 50 to 100 years. I'm just going to tell you that right now. It's part of a depopulation scheme. The elites want to basically kill off 3/4 of the population in the name of climate change. And that's what they want to do. They want to get rid of all of us. And you have to look at that, folks. And again, that's why it's so important out there that you come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And you ask Jesus, to come into your heart. And that's critical, folks. I really say that as a Christian, as a human being, but also just as an ordinary man and as a sinner. You have to realize that our time on this planet is very limited. Our time's very limited here, folks. So we have to decide what direction we're going. Are we going in the direction of man, which always leads to failure? Or are we going to follow Jesus Christ, to God and that route? So, you know, the path is few and far between. It's a very narrow path if you want to make it to heaven, whereby the path going straight to hell is very wide. The road is very wide. So you have to understand how that relates to COVID. Again, folks, it's relates to COVID as far as once you take the shot. And as I've been telling people over and over and over, I said, if this is not the mark of the beast, this is certainly the precursor to the mark of the beast. And I, for one, can proudly say and humbly say, rather, that I have not taken the shot. I don't ever plan on taking the shot. And if you have taken the shot, I'll pray for you, folks. That's all I can say. Because it's just going to shorten your life. That's all I can say. And again, I base that on world news. I base that on reading tons and tons of news over 3.5, almost 4 years of covering this crap now. Globally, not just here in the United States, where everything is screened, everything is blocked, everything is censored. The censorship here in the United States, folks, is just, it's terrible. And people don't understand that. It's absolutely, positively terrible. And you have to understand that, folks. What we here in the United States go through. Some other countries don't. Some other countries like China is worse than us. So I guess it just depends. It's a matter of perspective. But again, we're highly censored. We can't do anything. We don't get the real news unless you get out of your shell. You get off your rear end. You get out of your shell. You go and you pray to God through Jesus Christ, and you just pray to see the truth. And that's what I've done. I've been directed to the truth over the last 4 years, and to good people, and they write and cover good news articles. And so that's where I bring this article through naturalnews.com to you. So with all that said, I digress. Let's get back to the article, folks. Have had COVID vaccines never existed. Millions of lives could have been saved from sudden death. Japanese people tend to be highly compliant when it comes to obeying their government's orders. And that's very true, just like they have to do in China, North Korea. A lot of the, if you will, Arabic countries, it's totalitarian, basically, or dictatorship government. They have to obey or they get killed, beheaded over there. So this is how they are. So this is why they're able to get everybody compliant, folks. And I can just say that in the free world and over in Europe, maybe not quite as bad, but over in some of the other countries, it's horrible. As a result, from the majority that follow the Japanese government, people did not skip a beat when complying. As a result, Japan became majority fully vaccinated much quicker than other countries, and it also became one of the world's excess death leaders, clocking in higher than average rates of sudden death. Immediately after the COVID epidemic in 2020, Japan had the most significant period of seasonal deficit in 10 years of mortality. After no excess mortality whatsoever, the expose, that's the news article, reported. And yet, in the aftermath, the mass mRNA experiment to protect them against the virus, i.e. disease, did not need protection from. They have experienced higher than seasonal excess and lower seasonal deficit ever since. Simply put, 2021 was a great year for Japan. Saw the lowest number of super excess in mortality in a decade. In 2021, when the Operation Warp Speed was in full swing, super excess mortality began to rise back in the usual range by 2022. The year of the booster, excess mortality in Japan increased fourfold. How anyone based on publicly available data can still argue that these injections are saving people's lives is simply mind-boggling, folks. And it is. It is. There is so much brainwashing. And again, I don't want to beat my family up. I don't. I love my family. I'm very blessed, and I love my family immensely here in Michigan. But I gotta say, you know, whether you're left or right, pro or con, whatever the case may be, independent, whatever, however you vote, is not relevant. It's about whether or not you're compliant. And I've never seen so many sheep and people that can't think, and they're very rich people, by the way. They make very good incomes, a lot of members of my family. And so I've never seen so many people, folks, so compliant like sheep. It's amazing. They don't do any research. One person does research and then just pass it. I know how it works. You know, it's my family here. Cousins and sisters and my mom still living, you know, and I see one person will do a little bit of research for a few minutes, get their news from CNN and just pass it down the line. And everybody rules that as truth. There's myself. There's a niece of mine. There's another member of the family. There's about four or five of us that are unvaccinated. Other than that, 95, 98% are in my family. And I got a huge family, cousins, aunts, uncles, you know, sisters, you know, nieces, nephews, second cousins, third cousins. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And I've never seen anything like this in my life, how there's so many sheep out there. But again, the propaganda waged by the media was perfect. It was perfectly executed, and it was executed to the fact because they wanted to get the maximum amount of compliance, thus with the mRNA COVID scamdemic shot. And that's exactly what they did. And so media worked together, pharmaceutical companies worked together with all heads of state all around the world, of presidents and dictators of all these countries, of every place around the world. That's why they were able to pull this off. The elite behind that would be the Rothschild family, and of course the Rockefellers, and you got all kinds of families behind that. Gates is behind that. Fauci is behind that. It's a depopulation scheme. And all it is just to knock off and terminate people all over the world. They want to terminate, billions of billions. If we're up to almost 8 billion people in the world, they want to get rid of 7.5, folks. And that's the honest to God truth. So there you have it, folks. I'll try to put the link down in the article. I'm Eric. And this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, folks, you can also reach me on email if you like. Just put attention Eric at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe, folks. But most importantly, God bless you and your family, folks. Thanks again for listening. And again, I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Be well, be safe, and God bless you all. Happy New Year. See ya. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.